Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Hello and welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so excited you're here today. Happy back to school week to all of those who celebrate if your kids are going back to school. This was our first week of school, I know, along with many, many people out there. And I know in other parts of the country, especially more in the south, even in the west of the country, a lot of kids go back to school like early August, which is crazy because when we were in school, we never went back until after Labor Day, which is wild. So for all the feelings that you might be feeling this week, I hear you. I feel you. I put up a poll in my story on the first day of school and I was like, how are you feeling? You know, and most people are a little bit mix of both, a little bittersweet feeling, you know, we're sad, but also happy at the same time. It's a very dynamic mix of emotions for many people because we, as humans, we tend to thrive on a schedule, but we also love a little freedom. I love to sleep in, which I say all the time. So, you know, that 6:15 wake up call is, it's not my favorite, but we're here and we're doing it and we're getting back into the full swing of things. So happy back to school week for all of those who do celebrate that. So today's episode, I wanted to touch on a couple things. All right. Let me just hit you with something. Just like the title of this episode, your comfort zone is making you miserable. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. And I say that not as a blanket statement because I don't believe one specific statement applies to every single person out there, especially depending on what season of life you're in, right? And I remember when I had my kids. Now, my oldest is 11 now, which is crazy. So he was born in 2014 and social media wasn't what it was. Like, there was Instagram just kind of coming out. Facebook was a thing. There really was no MySpace anymore. Okay, I'll date myself. But I remember it just was felt a little lonely at some points because I did have postpartum depression with my first one in 2014. And I felt very alone because there were not the support groups and Facebook groups and Instagram communities and podcasts and all of these things. There was books and of course, things like that, but it wasn't readily available, like very accessible how it is now. And I just remember Googling, you know, on Google at 2 a.m, like what is wrong with me? Because I was in such a dark place emotionally, physically, it was a lot. But coming back from that, I'm not in toddler season anymore. I don't have babies. I don't have toddlers. My kids are 7 and 11. We're in elementary school and middle school. So it's different, right? So every season is going to be it's going to be different for every person, right? One of the things that really, really grinds my gears, you know, as people say, it's like when people are like, oh, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. No, we all have 24 hours in the day, but our 24 hours don't look the same as anyone else's. So like my sister has twin babies who are 1 year old and a 3 year old. Her life in 24 hours, and she works full time, looks different than my 24 hours with what I do for work and my kids. So yes, we all have 24 hours, but they don't look the same, right? So it can be really challenging sometimes when you're seeing through the lens of social media. it's so easy to want to compare and be like, well, if I just had, or if I didn't have, or we could do this, but we can't do that, because it's really easy to allow ourselves to go down that rabbit hole. And it's completely normal. It's a completely normal human thing to compare ourselves, especially now, on social media. So this isn't to say that this is applicable for everybody in every season, because if you are a mom and you do have babies or toddlers, you're like, I can't focus on anything else in right now in my life other than keeping these babies alive, right? That's our sole purpose as mothers, not in grand scheme of things, but in motherhood. I tell my kids all the time, my number one job is to keep you safe. That's my number one job, is to keep you guys safe. And they don't always like it because they want to do a lot of things. And I'm like, we're not doing that. Like, my kids don't play Roblox. They don't play Fortnite. There's a lot of things that they just don't have access to. He doesn't have a phone, right? Like, if you do or don't, that's great. Like, everyone has their own things. I'm not to say one thing is better than the other thing, that what she's doing is better than what she's doing, but no. And I say this not to sound some sort of way, I don't care. Like, you do what works for you. And that's great, right? Like, that's how I subscribe to life. You do what works for you. I'll do what works for me. And we can have a mutual respect and love and make this world a beautiful place, right? If it only, it could just always be like that, you know? But okay, so coming back to this, if you are in that season of life, a lot of these things, you're like, I remember being in the thick of it. And I'm like, I, you know, see all these people post online are like, you just have to do this, you have to do this. I'm like, I am lucky if I get, you know, 20 minutes to myself right now without screaming babies, putting them down for nap time, snack time, chasing them around the house. You know what I mean? So apply this to any season of life that you're in that makes sense for you right now. Okay. So if you are not in that season and you are feeling what I'm talking about right now outside of that, maybe you're building a business or you're creating something, you're launching something in the world, you are working on growing a relationship, whatever. Okay. Apply it where it fits. Your comfort zone in many areas of life can feel very stagnant and complacent. And I know there's the facade of safety being predictable. We can, air quote, control it. But that's exactly why we are waking up exhausted, uninspired, and disconnected from ourselves. Playing small, it feels safe, but it's slowly killing that aliveness that we all have within us. And we're going to go there today. We're going to talk about why staying comfortable is keeping you stuck, potentially, why accessing your deeper desires feels scary, and how you can start reconnecting to your passion and the energy that we all have. And yes, I have something coming in September that's going to light a fire under your booty. We will get there. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. It's going to be the second week of September. But let's first talk about why you're feeling stuck and why you feel like you are craving more. Okay, so let's start by naming the pattern. Okay, life might feel fine, but it also feels flat. Feels like if you get like a bubbly drink at, we call it pop up here in the Midwest. A lot of other people call it soda. It's like if you get like a nice crispy diet out of the fountain, but it's flat. You know what I mean? I don't eat McDonald's really, but there is something magical about a crispy McDonald's Diet Coke. You know what I mean? And if you're waiting for that Diet Coke and then you get it and then it's flat, like, you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe that we're talking about right here. Predictable routines, feeling like endless responsibilities. You keep telling yourself, I should be grateful, everything's okay. But underneath that vine, there's this quiet voice that you're craving. This quiet craving that you have that you're not giving yourself permission to feel. And this fine feeling can be a trap. Fine keeps you feeling disconnected from your desires, your creativity, your passion. And you can't create a life that you're obsessed with by living in the fine. I know. Nobody wants to hear it. We don't want to experience it. We don't want to feel it, right? And I'm going to get into that a little bit more here in a second. But it's this lie that we keep telling ourselves about safety, right? Your comfort zone yes, it's keeping you safe. We are safe there. But more so, it's keeping you stagnant. We confuse safety with control, but control often equals numbing, that we're just kind of tapped out and not really activated. You're not broken. You're not lazy. I have a lot of women who come to me and they're like, I just feel like I'm broken. I just feel like I'm just like, meh. I just feel like I'm so lazy. You're just underactivated. You're underactivated. It's just that part of you that's laying dormant inside that hasn't been turned on yet. That fire has, that like ignition switch has not been lit yet. And the exact thing you think is protecting you, the predictability, staying small, keeping it together, is the very thing that's keeping you disconnected from yourself. And I have firsthand experience in this because my whole life, I didn't feel like it was safe to show up messy, meaning, and I'm still like this in a lot of areas of my life. If you know me personally or we're friends on social media, right? Like even in my appearance, I like things to be a certain way. Now that doesn't stop me from showing up on social media looking a hot mess sometimes because that's just life, right? But there's elements in my life that I love to have the illusion of control over how I present myself. And I've been like this since I was a kid. I was very reserved. I wanted to, you know, I was very quiet in school. Like I had a lot, I mean, not necessarily high school. Okay. I had a party phase in high school. We'll just say that. Okay. But more so in like elementary school, middle school, I was very reserved. I had friends, you know, I was social, but I, like in class, I was never the one to raise my hand because I didn't want to be called on or say the wrong answer or mess something up when you went around in the freaking classroom and had to do popcorn reading, which is like, I feel like where a lot of our millennial anxiety comes from. It's like, you're going to be called on to read a part of this paragraph that you don't even know what it's going to be. What if there's a big word in there that you can't say? So you'd be like going around the room to be like, okay, how many sections until it gets to me and what's going to be my section? So I can practice it. I feel like this was a universal experience for a lot of us in elementary school. Okay. So I feel like that's, there's our trauma. There's where our trauma started. No, that's a joke. But also, I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know? So a lot of these things that I'm talking about, not like the reading in elementary school, but it really hit me during this workshop that I just led last week, because what came up in that room is exactly why so many women stay in this cycle. And I was able to come in and lead a small group workshop for a friend and client of mine. And it was a really beautiful experience because we got to do some guided breath work, which was really powerful. And we got to sit in a really safe circle with some incredible women. And really, like, we went there. There wasn't anything that was being held back. And now, this isn't to say like everyone is spilling their deepest, darkest stuff with everybody in the room, right? That's not what I'm saying. This meaning it was a very safe space to be able to come in and see yourself in the lens and mirror and reflect back to other women that were all in a very similar situation of our past. What happened in childhood, that it was never safe to feel our emotions. And we were able to connect to the parts of ourselves that we've been avoiding. And a big part of what came up is this layer of fear. Fear of accessing the big feelings we've been carrying around for years, fear of falling apart, fear of being too much. So what do? We white knuckle control everything, want to predict every single situation in our lives. You know that feeling like that? I always use the example, like if you are holding your hand in a fist, you see that white knuckle, right? You see that tightness around your fingers. And if you're calling in more opportunity or love or whatever it is, you're wanting to receive more, there's no room for anything to come in because we are holding that fist so tightly. And if you can loosen that grip, now there's some cracks that are beginning to show. And we extend those fingers and our palm becomes open to receive. But that's really, really scary because now our walls that we believe, that we, many of us have, and I still have a lot of them, Are the walls coming down? Are people going to be able to see who I really am? Do I even know who that is? Do I know who I am without this wall or this guard up, right? And so many women admitted that they've never actually felt safe enough to go there, that they've spent their whole lives being the strong one, the one who has to hold it all together, the one who carries everything for everyone else. And they've learned to survive by pushing down their own emotional needs. And that was a blanket feeling, this thread that went through the entire room of, I don't feel safe enough to access these emotions. I don't even know how to begin to do that. I'm afraid of what's going to come up. I've been pushing off things like this for a really long time because I don't know what's on the other side. You know, so if that is you, I just want you to know that you're not alone, because many other women are feeling and experiencing the same thing. And I do believe we're in some type of conscious awakening. A couple weeks ago, maybe it was last week, I was watching some videos and reading up on this thing about the frequency of the earth. Like, it went dark for a minute, like the system that they use to measure like the earth's energetic frequency, it like blacked out for a minute. And it was like, you know, everyone is going through this upgrade, which is why like last week, my sleep schedule was all over the place. I was exhausted. I wasn't sick. I was just like, what is happening? This is so bizarre. And I'm like, oh, that actually makes sense. Like, there's upgrades that are happening inside and around us that you might be feeling energetically, but you really don't know what's going on. So here's what I want you all to hear. The exact emotions you've buried, the anger, the resentment, the grief, the desire, the heartbreak, those are the ones holding the keys to your freedom. And I know that's hard to hear. I understand it's hard to hear. And you're probably like, F you, I don't want to do any of that. And you want to know how I know that? It's because I have been there and I have lived that for years and years and years. And it still comes up in layers. Because things that I thought, I was like, oh yeah, I worked through that. I processed a lot of that. Oh no. The more that you grow and expand, the more layers you just uncover. And it's so funny because I've worked with so many people and, you know, myself included in this too. And they're like, oh yeah, I got past that thing. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. And then like 2 weeks later, boom, it's like, here it is again, but in a different way. It just has a different color or a different voice or a different strength underneath there. And you're like, oh my gosh, this wound, this situation, this thing that I thought that I had quote unquote healed, oh, it's back, and it's back with a vengeance. It just looks a little different, right? Because we are never fully healed. I don't care who you are. We're never to the point where you're like, I'm healed. I am perfect. I am done. Now, that is not to say that we have to walk around all day, every day as this ongoing project that needs to be tended to. Because what happens when we enter that space is that we forget to live and we forget to find joy and create laughter and live in the moment, because we're always searching for the next thing to focus on, to have this hyper fixation around of like, okay, well, now I'm going in to heal this thing, and then I'm going in to heal that thing, and now I need to uncover this, and I got to poke around in here. Every one of those moments has a time and a place. And we don't constantly have to be in one or the other. This is the duality of living in a human experience of, okay, some moments, some seasons, we're going to have lows that we are going a little bit more internal. And then there's going to be moments, and sometimes these happen at the exact same time. And sometimes, you know, we're living in the moment, we're playing with our kids, like we go to a lot of music festivals, and there's a lot of healing that happens unintentionally, also intentionally there, where you're able to just be free and dance and move and sing, that you're not going there to be like, I'm healing this wound within myself. Like, you're going there to have fun and experience the moment, you know? So that's also something that I don't want you to forget. And I shared that in one of the last like recap posts I did about one of the music festivals. Like, you are not a current project that you have to hyper fixate on all of the time, because that can shift our mentality to being, well, I'm broken. I'm a project. I'm constantly needing this, and I constantly have to fix this. It's like, that's exhausting. that is exhausting to live in that because I have lived in that as well. So it's about finding the duality of not taking this stuff too seriously all of the time. Like, look through the eyes of your children and how free they are. If you have children or if you have kids in your life around you, they are so free. And it was so funny. I was talking to Ashton, my youngest one, the other day, my 7-year-old, and he was doing his thing and I was talking to him and he was actually taking a shower. And I was like, just having this open conversation with him. And we were talking about like dreams and coming into this world. And I believe that children are so divinely connected with source and spirit because they are closer to that moment in their life of coming into the world than me being in my 30s. He's 7, right? So he's way closer to birth of coming out. And he was talking about just, he's like, oh yeah, like I remember, and you know, this is kids just talking, but he was talking about, you know, coming into the world and moments that he remembers. And it's like, it's wild. And we were talking about, you know, the universe and all these crazy things. And I'm like, it makes my brain hurt sometimes. He's like, me too, because it's so big. But in that same thought, like when you look at it, if you can zoom out, like, those panoramic views, if you can like put yourself up into the stars and just view the world, like we are here for such a finite time in this specific body. I believe our souls have infinite time. Our souls will come back time and time and time again. That hurts my brain to think about, right? But we will, that part of ourselves is infinite. And now you may have your own take on this. This is my personal take. But when you zoom out and you're like, okay, we only have this small amount of time here right now. Is it like, am I really putting emphasis on the things that I should be? Or am I getting too caught up in the judgment and what people are thinking and what if I do this and then what will they say? And it's like, oh my gosh, like, could you imagine what we could do if that was even removed a little bit, like 1-2%, 10% of that, if we could move about our lives and really become obsessed with what we're doing and creating and how we're living, like, what would that be like? How would that feel? And this is exactly why I'm creating this 2-day free masterclass and a potential mini micro mine, little, small, it's not little, but like a small group coaching program that may stem from this, because we need spaces where we can unpack this together in real time. And we'll talk about what's under the surface and why it feels unsafe to go there. And it's such a beautiful thing to be able to come together with other women who are in it with you. But there's also a lot of power, and here's the truth, that the deepest transformation for me and a lot of the women that I work with often happens in the one-to-one mentorship space where you're fully witnessed, fully held, and finally starting to feel safe enough to explore the parts of yourself that you've been protecting for so long. And I say that from firsthand personal experience, from my own time as a recipient of being able to work with somebody else in a one-to-one container. So me being the client, I have worked in that capacity, as well as me being the mentor and bringing what I have learned and, you know, all of my experience into that realm, because I believe we can only take clients as deep as we are willing to go ourselves. And I will tell you, I have been some pretty deep places. I will just say that. And that's not to sound, you know, some sort of way, but like, that's what I look for in mentorship when I'm working with somebody, is like, are you willing to go there and access these things for yourself so you can then guide me? Whew. Okay. So with all that being said, this free 2-day workshop is going to be the second week of the end of the week. I believe the second half of the week in the second week of September. So that is coming. And I just want to give you the reminder that the reason you may feel stuck it's not because you're broken. It's because you've been carrying too much alone for too long. Your nervous system doesn't need more control. You got that control aspect. And I know you do, because we love control. You need more aliveness in your life to be able to access those parts of yourself, because discomfort, it's not dangerous. This discomfort is going to be your next activation. Whew. Okay. So if you're not driving right now, just simply, if you want to drop into a quick practice, just close your eyes, put a hand on your heart. If you want to put your other hand on your belly and your abdomen and just breathe deeply 3 times in through your nose and then out through your mouth, like a nice open mouth exhale where you can relax your jaw and just ask yourself, where in your body can you feel the craving for more? What have you been avoiding feeling? And what would it look like to let yourself want what you actually want, to give yourself the permission to go after what you really want without the judgment? Okay? Safe has kept you alive, but it's also made you, I'm not saying we're all miserable walking through our lives, but there's parts of our lives where we're just like, I don't know, like, is this it? Like, I don't know about that. Like, this ain't it, you know? We're gonna discover where your power hides. It's within that desire, okay? We're gonna access and tap into those parts of yourself. And if you're craving more, this is your invitation to stop just surviving your own life and start being obsessed with living again. And I'm so excited to walk through this with you. It's going to be a really awesome, awesome free 2-day masterclass and community of women that I know will be joining us. And I hope you are there. So subscribe to my email list below. That will give you first access. You'll also see everything coming on Instagram. And in the next couple of weeks here, I was going to say this in the beginning, but if you've made it this far, I am going through probably one of the most intense, deep healing ceremonies that I have ever done. And I will be the first one to say I'm a little nervous because control. I have no idea what to expect, but this is supposed to be one of the most beautiful, intense, life-changing DNA nervous system resetting experiences that is available. And I didn't even know it was available until this last year. And it's not ayahuasca. I've done ayahuasca many, many times. It's not that, but that's all I'm going to say on that right now. So I'm not really sure what the next couple podcasts are going to look like. So I am very interested to see what is going to come of that. This is also partly why I'm waiting to announce the dates of this workshop, because I really don't know what's to come. That's all I can say on that right now. That sounds like an annoying cryptic message, but I just wanted to kind of let you in on what I will be going through, in the next couple weeks here. So I really don't know what it's going to look like on the other side of that. So that's why also I am waiting to announce the specific date until I gain a little more clarity around what it is that it's going to specifically look like. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you have a beautiful week and I will see you next time. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.